Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're so excited about the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors won. I don't know if you're a Golden State Warriors fan, but I'm definitely a Steph Curry fan. As a matter of fact, listen to his testimony about loving the fact that he is a child of God. Take a look at this.
Steph Curry with another three.
This is in transition with a defender right in your face.
We've been watching it all year long. He's put this team on his back. He's made plays.
Steph Curry for three. Curry with another jumper, and it's a 1 point.
2 feet behind the 3 point line. I mean, there's no defense.
Can he continue to shoot like this? He's never not shot.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I fell in love with the game really early. I played other sports growing up, but basketball always had a special place in my heart.
For three.
Being saved is a great feeling.
What a night.
My relationship with Jesus Christ started around middle school. My parents had us in church every Sunday, every Wednesday. It was more a tradition at that point. I didn't have a personal relationship with the Lord until one altar call on a Sunday. And the youth pastor told us we needed to make a decision for ourselves. We couldn't rely on our parents. It had to be a decision on our own, and that's when I made it.
Watch how high he elevates with the ball, gets it up over the top of the shot block.
There are so many things that we have to overcome in this life, and Jesus and his work on the cross, he's paid the ultimate price for it, so I'm proud to be a child of God. The hardest thing I had to deal with, battling through injuries, especially just starting out my basketball career, to be dealing with injuries is not, it's a tough thing, especially when you're going through surgeries and this and that. So it was definitely a down period in my life, and one that I didn't know how it would, what the outcome would be, and one that also drew me closer to Christ.
It's a beautiful rainbow right there.
I try to use each and every game as an opportunity to witness. I do a little signal every time I make a shot as a way to kind of just preach the message in little ways that I can. So each game is an opportunity to be on a great stage and to be a witness for Christ. There are going to be so many ups and downs and so many obstacles and hurdles you're going to have to face in life, and nothing is ever too much for God to intervene in your life. I've had a lot of great moments in my career and a lot of down moments, but I try to praise him the same because of the opportunity he's given me and the blessings he's put in my life. When I step on the floor, people should know who I represent and who I believe in. We've been blessed with talents to play sports at a high level. And each time it's in his name that we go out there and perform and compete and use the gifts he's given us in the right way.
Curry with the steal. Steph Curry fires away. Got it! Are you kidding me? Curry electrifying this crowd.
I don't know if you are a basketball fan, but watching the finals was so exciting to watch somebody like Steph Curry have such a testimony and such a gift. The president says of him, he's the best shooter in America. Others say the same. He is the most valuable player, but most of all, he is a child of God. He is a Christian. He's given his life to the Lord. That is so exciting to see that. And he just gives God the glory for it. And it's just really cool. And we appreciate Steph Curry and what he stands for and all the athletes to stand up, many of them, to stand up for God and just say, I give all the glory to God. And they have such a platform to be able to praise God. And you can imagine what that would be like, in heaven when they took that platform and said, God, you did this, and I just want to just use it to praise you.
It's amazing what's been happening in Texas. But Northern Texas, you have 20 families gathering together at the synagogue to worship And it just happens to be gathering in a home. And there's nothing calmer than a gathering of a Jewish fellowship quite often. They're just so, you know, peaceful and calm not even driving cars. I mean, think about
that. They walk.
They walk during the Sabbath. You walk. And so so here we are. The First Amendment says that the federal government, as a matter of fact, read that the First Amendment to us right there of the U.S. Constitution.
First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
So that's actually the federal government cannot make any laws. Well, this is the state and this is a city. And based on my understanding of the whole original intent of the founding fathers was the federal government does not belong in the business of the states.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that the states can't have their business that's different or carries things further as long as it doesn't violate the U.S. Constitution. History is that states could actually have their own religion. They could say this state is a Protestant state. That's our state religion, Protestant. Or they could say that it's Catholic. And as a matter of fact, years back, you know, Florida was considered a Spanish territory. It was Catholic. And and Georgia, by the way, wasn't named after, you know, a soulful song. It was named after King George, who was Protestant.
Sorry, Ray Charles, sorry.
Yes. And so you had a law that you couldn't be Catholic and in, you know, Georgia during that time. Mm. And so the thing that I think about when I'm seeing what's taking place in Texas is we can't just take the Constitution and rubber stamp everything. We got to say maybe we need to look at our state constitutions.
Sure.
And I would assume, especially Texas, if you read it, it probably says very specifically the same thing. Don't mess with the
church. Mess with us.
Yeah, don't mess with us. And but you can't take the U.S. Constitution and apply it to your local neighborhood unless they're trumping or trying to undo your constitutional rights. And so when you get to a state, you know, your city council can make some ordinances. Your county can lay down some laws. Your county commissioners, your governors, your state congress, and all that. That's why it matters that, you know, that whoever you vote to put in office is your representative. This is a republic. And you vote, you know, you got the democratic right to vote, but this is a republic. So a republic is a representative government. So whoever you put in as your city council could try to close down your church tomorrow. Hmm. Whoever you vote to represent you as a county commissioner, that they could actually create some sort of ordinance that could change how you worship. Whoever you choose to represent you as a Congress or a state senator, then they could change things or a governor. And so we cannot have a free society if we don't stay actively involved and ask the tough questions. You know, some of the great question to ask anybody who's thinking about wanting to represent you, you know, as a Christian, is just ask this question. It's a real good question. It's amazing the answers you get. And if you're planning on running for office, you got to plug your ears because you can't hear this. You got to wait for somebody to ask you this in the crowd. It's a simple question. Who is Jesus to you? They have the right to say whatever they want to say, but people's answer will tell you 1,000 things about them.
Mm-hmm.
And we did this. We were actually in a gathering where people were, you know, wanting to represent a particular part of a community. And that question was asked. And I was watching. And I thought, wow. You start realizing, you know, that there's a lot of different perspectives about who the Son of God is.
Mm-hmm.
That he may not even be the Son of God to them. Or, you know, it was amazing. And I think the most, you're not going to believe this, John. The one that seemed more trustworthy than anyone else in their response and their answer, it's going to shock you, was a person who said, you know, I got to be honest with you. I don't have any faith right now. I'm not, you know, my dad was one religion. My mother was another religion, faith, and they battled with each other. And so I had difficulty. And so I'm not saying, and it's like, they're coming right out and just saying,
sure.
I'm not giving you some false representation of who, I'm not going to tell you that I'm a Christian and that I'm walking with Jesus. I'm just telling you where I am. And then this person says, But I will tell you this. I'll fight for you. You know, I'll represent you. And this, it was just, it was like, wow. Somebody told the truth.
Yeah.
It's a shame it was the atheist. And it's like, it was like, but everybody in that, and this was actually people who had faith in the room. They were asking these questions. And it was like, you got to be honest. The person who seemed more trustworthy is the one that had a clear answer to the question who Jesus was. And so I think about this, that even Jesus said, he asked the question after all of his ministry, all of his miracles, all of his encounters, all the attempts on his life, all the things that were going on. He asked this simple question to his own disciples. He said, who are they saying that I am? This could solve so much because so many people are caught up in expressions and how they sing and do you have drums? Do you have music at all? Or, you know, do you stand up? Do you sit down? Do you grow your hair? Do you put on makeup? Do you do those kind of things? Like, we didn't ask the question, who's Jesus to you?
Mm-hmm.
I was all caught up in your stuff for a moment there. And so Jesus said, who are they saying that I am? And he said, they came back and talked to them. He said, well, some are saying that you are a Democrat. Some are saying you're a Republican. It's crazy what people say, you know. And some are saying that you're a teacher. You know, some are saying that you, I mean, that's not what they said to him. I was joking about Democrat, Republican. Those are only Americans that say that kind of stuff. And some were saying that you're the prophet Elijah. And so they were talking about all the variances of what the people are saying about who do they say he is. And then you think he leaves it with that, right? And then he turns it on his own disciples. He says, okay. Who do you say that I am, right? And it's like, pause. And they really didn't know outside of God revealing it to them. And the Father above revealed who the Son was to Peter. And he says this, Peter says, you are the Son of God. Isn't that awesome?
Mm.
And Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. When you ask the question, maybe you need to ask it to yourself. Who is Jesus to you?
Hmm.
Who is Jesus to your spouse? Who is Jesus to your children? Who is Jesus to the people who gather that you call yourself to church? Is he just some rainmaker? Is he some teacher? Is he some theologian? Is he a carpenter? Is the creator of the universe his son? Is he God's son to you? And what does that mean in the context of that? It'll rock your world. It'll change your world. And let me tell you what, if we get some leaders who really knows who Jesus is and knows his love and his willingness to forgive and his compassion and his desire, and he's into us, he's into the human race, and he wants to resolve things and he wants to forgive, I'm telling you, there wouldn't be a greater form of leaders who have that same compassion that he would have on a religious person, that he would have on a prostitute, that he loves us all and he wants us to move in his will. Ask the simple question. Who is Jesus to you? You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.